Ministry of Disabled People, Vaikaha, Strategic Intentions, Tauākī Whakamanga Atu, 1 July 2025 to 30 June 2028. Summary, Producer's Note, this document shows the logo of Vaikaha Ministry of Disabled People. This document was produced as a single audio file primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on 26 June 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by a slash in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Ministry of Disabled People, Vaikaha, Strategic Intentions, Tauākī Whakamanga Atu, 1 July 2025 to 30 June 2028. Summary, Introduction, Tīmatanga Kōrero. You can find the full document here, aicoms.nz/4286. The full document is not available in alternate formats. Our history, the Ministry of Disabled People Vaikaha began on 1 July 2022. It was hosted by the Ministry of Social Development. During 2024, the government carried out a review on the ministry. Following the review, the Disability Support Services part of the ministry was moved into the Ministry of Social Development. On 1 December 2024, the Ministry of Disabled People Vaikaha moved from being part of the Ministry of Social Development to being standalone. Cabinet agreed the standalone ministry would work to drive change with disabled people, Tangata Vaikaha Māori and their whānau. Our strategic framework. Our vision is disabled people thriving in New Zealand. Our purpose is driving real and meaningful change with disabled people, Tangata Vaikaha Māori and their whānau. We strive to improve the lives of disabled people, especially in these areas. Accessibility, education, employment, health, housing, justice. Our work is guided by Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the Treaty of Waitangi, and the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. We promote the Enabling Good Lives principles and approach, and we draw on the lived experience of disabled people and Tangata Vaikaha Māori. Our context. About 1 in 6 New Zealanders is disabled. This is about 851,000 people, or 17% of New Zealanders. Disabled people have diverse lives. There is no one way of defining disability, and not everyone likes the word disability. The ministry works with many groups who prefer different words, including deaf people and Turi Māori. In 2023, Stats NZ did a household disability survey that asked disabled people about their lives. The survey found that some people had higher rates of disability than the national rate, for example, Māori people in Northland and LGBTQIA+ people. Disability rates increased with age, so older people had a higher rate of disability than younger people. The survey also found that disabled people are still facing barriers, and these barriers are worse for Tangata Vaikaha Māori. For example, disabled people are doing less well in employment, health, life satisfaction and income adequacy compared with non-disabled people. Carers for disabled people are also facing barriers. The survey found that carers of disabled children felt stressed more than carers of non-disabled children. Carers of disabled children are less likely to have a paid job or enough spare time compared with carers of non-disabled children. Some found it hard to get support to look after their child. New Zealand has made a commitment to disabled people and Tangata Vaikaha Māori through the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The ministry's job is to help put this commitment into action, driving real and meaningful change. Our functions. The ministry is the steward for disability issues. This means we work within the government and outside the government to help disabled people, Tangata Vaikaha Māori and their whānau thrive. As system stewards, the ministry has 5 functions. System leadership and societal change. We show leadership across government, supporting other government agencies to make sure their work helps disabled people and Tangata Vaikaha Māori thrive. We do this by leading work including the New Zealand Disability Strategy and the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy. We promote change for disabled people, Tangata Vaikaha Māori and their whānau by working with the community, business community, local government, iwi and hapū Māori. We raise the profile of disabled people and their success. Strategic policy. We work with government agencies in areas like health and education to make sure they are thinking about the interests of disabled people and the different needs disabled people have at different times in their lives. We help these agencies see gaps in the services they provide. System level monitoring. We look at disabled people's life outcomes and how well the government is improving those outcomes. We use data to help show whether government services are effective for disabled people. Disability information and advice. We are working to become a hub that brings together information and advice about disability into one place. This includes the Alternate Formats service, which has recently moved into the ministry. Relationship building with disabled communities. We build the relationship between disabled people and the government. This includes helping disabled people contribute to key areas of government and helping government grow its capability to work with disabled people. Our strategic direction, Toa Matoa Ahunga Rotaki. The ministry has 6 strategic outcomes. These are areas that are important to disabled people's lives and we use them to guide our work. Accessibility. All disabled people can access the places, services and information they need. They can fully participate in their communities with ease and dignity. Being able to access places, services and information allows disabled people to participate fully in all aspects of life. However, disabled people face barriers, including going to places like the doctor, supermarket, dairy or park. The ministry has an accessibility work program that includes the Alternate Formats service and work with the Ministry of Transport to address transport barriers for disabled people. Education. Disabled people have a positive experience of schooling and tertiary education and are supported to achieve good education outcomes. A good education is key to disabled people having good lives, but there are gaps between the experiences of disabled learners and non-disabled learners. Addressing these gaps will give disabled people more options and help them achieve their potential. The ministry works with government education agencies in areas like getting rid of barriers for disabled learners to enroll and attend school, building teachers' skills, supports for disabled learners, and collecting better data about disabled learners. Employment. Disabled people can access employment in an equal way to others. They can find inclusive jobs and get equal pay for work of equal value. Employment has a lot of positives for disabled people, including financial benefits, choice and control. Society also benefits from disabled people's employment. However, disabled people are less likely to have jobs and tend to earn less money than non-disabled people. The ministry is working with the Public Service Commission to create employment opportunities in the public service for disabled people. We work with government employment agencies on areas that help improve employment for disabled people. Health. Disabled people have the highest possible standards of health and well-being. Health is one of the strongest factors helping people have good lives. Health is affected by many aspects of life, as well as by health and disability services. Disabled people have worse health outcomes compared to non-disabled people, including more emergency visits, more time in hospital, and more unmet health needs. The ministry partners with other agencies and disabled people to help improve health services so they are inclusive, accessible, and meet the diverse needs of disabled people. Housing. All disabled people have access to and can make choices about suitable housing. Having secure and suitable housing protects the health and well-being of disabled people and helps them have independence. However, disabled people are more likely than non-disabled people to lack housing or live in damp and moldy housing. The ministry works with housing agencies to help achieve better housing outcomes for disabled people. This includes work to reduce the number of disabled people in emergency housing. Justice. Disabled people can access and participate in justice services that respond to their needs. Having contact with justice services can have a significant impact on a person's life. It is important for disabled people's well-being to have their rights protected, be treated fairly under the law, and be able to get legal help. The ministry is supporting government justice agencies with New Zealand's response to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which includes recommendations about the justice system. We also work with these agencies to make sure justice services are accessible with reasonable accommodations. How we operate as an organization, Aramato Mahi He Roopu. Our work program. The ministry is leading a strategic work program with 7 major projects. The New Zealand Disability Strategy Refresh. The New Zealand Disability Strategy guides the work of government agencies on disability issues. The ministry is refreshing the current New Zealand disability strategy, which ends in 2026. The refreshed strategy will cover 5 years. It will include actions in these areas: education, employment, health, housing, and justice. The refreshed New Zealand disability strategy will be launched in late 2025. The New Zealand Sign Language Strategy Refresh. The New Zealand Sign Language (NZSL) strategy promotes the use of NZSL by deaf people, Te Reo Māori, and other NZSL users. It also guides the work of government agencies. The ministry is working with the NZSL board to refresh the last NZSL strategy, which ended in 2023. The refreshed strategy will be launched in late 2025. United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Response. New Zealand is signed up to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which has made recommendations for New Zealand to improve the lives of disabled people. Different government agencies have a role in meeting the recommendations, and the ministry coordinates those agencies. Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care Response. The Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care was set up in 2018. It investigated abuse and neglect of people in the care of the state and faith-based institutions. The commission released a final report in July 2024. The ministry is working with the Crown Response Office and other government agencies to improve the care safety system. This will improve the safety of disabled people and Taranaki Whaikaha Māori who are in care. Accessibility Work Program. New Zealand has a responsibility to improve accessibility for disabled people as part of our commitment to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The ministry's Accessibility Work Program will take opportunities to improve physical and digital accessibility for disabled people. This will involve identifying and sharing good approaches and raising awareness to help people and society do the right thing. Creating Employment Opportunities in the Public Service. The ministry is working with the Public Service Commission to help create employment opportunities in the public service for disabled people. This work began in 2024 and will continue to 2026. It will help showcase the talent of disabled people, celebrate success stories, and help the public service make sure workplaces are accessible. The work will also include launching an internship for disabled people. Reshaping our ministry. Since becoming a standalone department, we have been working to reshape our ministry so we have the right people, structure, and processes to deliver our work. This work will continue until all our improvements are in place and fit for purpose. How we work with others. The ministry works with others to drive real and meaningful change for disabled people, Taranaki Whaikaha, and their whānau. We try to work in a values-based way to create trust and build the capability of groups we work with. Our main relationships are disability groups and communities, Māori Crown relationships, central and local government, business and industry, the wider community. Our values. The ministry's three enduring values are Mana Taurite, equity drives us. Mana Kaha, we strengthen and support. Mana Tihura, we explore and learn. Our team. We have about 80 staff members and about 62% of our staff are disabled. We are committed to providing reasonable accommodations for our staff. Te Reo Māori, Tikanga, Whakatauki, and Karakia are woven into our daily life as a ministry. Our leaders are Paula Tesoriro, Chief Executive, Ginny Baddeley, Deputy Chief Executive, Strategy and Enablement, Ben O'Meara, Deputy Chief Executive, Policy and Insights, Rebecca Elvey, Deputy Chief Executive, Outreach and Innovation, Renelle Baker, Kohoutou Chief Advisor Māori. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 26th of June 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320 4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.